Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this January 10th, 2023, 10:05 on the clock. And you got your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Tim Young from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Looking forward to talking with Tim just a little bit. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright is here with us. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
Pretty good.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Get out of the holidays okay? Everything, you're settling down a little bit in the house a bit?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Good.
Took all of our decorations down, which is now a bare living room.
Yes.
Yeah.
It always seems weird the first couple of days without the stuff up.
Yeah.
It really does. We got a lot of good things going on with our chamber. I want to dive right into them, but before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's rewind a little bit. You guys had a great event last night.
We did. We had Off the Clock last night at the Elks Lodge. We had Two Hearts Catering provide the food and hors d'oeuvres for us last night, which is amazing. The Elks, you know, we had a large turnout last night, so I applaud them for letting us use the facility, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, so good turnout. Mm-hmm. How long did the event last?
You know what? Till six.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think everybody, they arrived at four, stayed till six, and met a lot of people. Yeah.
When it comes to Off the Clock, especially to the people out there that may have not have been to any of the events before, mm-hmm. I like them to understand it's a fun event, but it's not a huge time commitment.
No, it's not at all.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where I don't want to say casual, but it is a bit casual. It is a bit come and go as you
right.
please. It's more about if you get what you need to out of it, you can go ahead and go if you want,
of
thing. It's also the opportunity, especially in this time of year when we don't have as many of these opportunities, to network, to be able to run into people, talk to people, even just catch up, let alone business-wise.
Right. And I went home with three business cards last night of people
nice.
Who, you know, want to talk more chamber, and you will be surprised on who you meet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just looking ahead, I know that I got Coffee with the Chamber coming up. Is that the one you want to go to next, or where do you want to go next?
Sure. I will say, we really quick, I don't know if I have mentioned my December new investors yet.
Okay, let's start there.
So we have two, Ostrom Drywall, and then we have a new Edward Jones agent, Joseph Arnold, and they all came on in December.
Right on.
Yeah.
We love new chamber members.
Yes.
And we get a little spoiled around here because then we get to interview these people.
Yeah.
They join us on the airwaves when you become a new chamber member. So anybody out there who is not a chamber member, like to remind you of that. There's a lot of advantages to being a chamber member, that being one of them. You know, not just the advertising and the promotions that you get to do being on the airwaves with us or at chamber events. But it's something that I noticed talking with Patrick today. We had on our morning show, we had Patrick from High Gear Promotions on.
Yeah.
One of our newer chamber members. And Patrick was joking with us off air and on air a little bit that he actually meant to do this like 2 years ago. It just kept, you know, he runs a whole company and stuff, and he's got a family and all this. He's got a lot going on. And I don't think I've gotten the chance to see things from that perspective very often.
Right.
It's usually I'm talking to the people after they've already become a member. Patrick talking with him, it kind of reminded me of a lot of this. And for those businesses out there, for those startups out there, all the different companies, whether you've been doing this for a long time or not, it's such an advantage to be able to be a chamber member for the reasons I said before, the PR, being a part of events, all this. But the thing that I noticed with Patrick is it means something to him to show this community, show the area, anybody who's looking, I'm a part of this.
I believe
in this. I believe in my community. I want to put back into my community. I want to be a part of my community. I think that stands out just as much as any PR or anything else that can come with being a part of the chamber.
Oh, absolutely. It's something to be happy and proud of. You know, you're investing in us and giving us your trust to help you with your business. So.
And it's something that you guys, you pick up right from that. It means just as much to you guys to be able to promote and support all these
absolutely.
Different businesses.
Yeah.
Edward Jones, great people. It's nice to hear another part of that there. And the other member, who was that?
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Ostrom drywall.
Yeah. Great. From what I've heard, a couple of rumblings in town, and they're doing really good work over there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's great to hear. And as I mentioned before, High Gear Promotions, Patrick joining us on the air. You can go back and listen to that interview as well. But otherwise, you can find all chamber members, because it's not just now that we talk about you. Your information is on the chamber website. Your information is all there for you. When we get through events, Katie, if we have a little time, I'd like to talk more about that.
Okay.
Because I think that's another advantage of being a part of the chamber as well.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Okay.
So I did want to mention, because I use their events calendar for a lot of my pregame for our interviews and everything.
Oh, I do too.
And just looking at this, I do see that Ruby's Pantry, Mobile Food Pantry, is coming back up. We always like to mention them as well. So just real quickly,
want
to mention Ruby's drive-through food pantry, serving the third Saturday of every month over at Pitch Elementary School at 501 17th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their distribution time is 8 to 9:30 or until the food is all gone, and donation amount per bundle, $25 they prefer. You can find out more information, you can register, you can find out pickups times, and you can even schedule a pickup by going to rubyspantry.org. It's all one word, rubyspantry.org. And a big shout out to everybody over there working hard at Ruby's Pantry, all the volunteers, all the people over there. We appreciate them very much.
Yes.
Again, rubyspantry.org is the website. So after that, that'll be on the Saturday the 21st. On the 25th, I see you have another Coffee with the Chamber.
Yes. Yep. So Jennifer Revels, she's going to be there talking about four simple tools to retain your key employees. And I think that would be a good one to, you know, be part of and listen to. And I'm sure she has many great tips.
If you are a business and you are not focusing on how to keep your people, whether you've had employees, you don't have an employee who hasn't been with you for more than a couple of years. I mean, you've got a lot of vets around you, and you know these people are probably not going anywhere. If you're still not looking at those people as I got to keep them, I don't feel like you're doing your job as an owner. I don't think you're doing your job as a manager. I believe a little similar to a relationship.
Right.
My mom and dad have been together for 40 some years. My dad is constantly trying to win my mom's heart. Constantly. I think that you got to treat your employees that way. I'm not saying every second of the day, or you always got to constantly be asking him, hey, do you need anything? Hey, do you need anything like that? But I do think that showing appreciation to your employees goes a lot farther than you realize as a owner or manager or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's one of the biggest things that people are focusing on and concerned about, whether it is I think we put a lot of focus on bringing people in. But you talk to most owners, most business people, that's the big concern, is keeping the people they already have.
Right.
So Jennifer giving you these four simple tools to retain your key employees seems like a really good time to have her in. She's a local human resource consultant and leadership coach, I see.
Yes.
And so it certainly works with a lot of nonprofits, a lot of these kind of things. There is a lot of this in our area that I see that Jennifer is really like tailor-made to talk about and
about. I think she's starting to narrow down like, you know, nonprofits and small businesses and knows how to really work with those people for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can register for this online. It's at 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just register through the chamber website?
Yep.
Okay. Go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and you can register right there.
So simple.
And looking forward to more of these, too.
Me too.
I have to say, the Coffee with the Chamber series has been really successful. It's done really well. Everything I've heard from people, the audience and stuff, but even different Morning Magazine guests that have come in and referenced it when, like, after you leave or something like that.
Yeah.
Over the years, it's been a very successful one. I'm curious, Katie, is that one of those ones? Are you in charge of planning those? Or?
So Stacy is in charge of those.
Okay.
So she's usually in on those. So if you want to be part of, you know, Coffee with the Chamber, I would definitely reach out to her, our president, and she gets you all squared away for that.
A lot of great events to wrap up January and to begin February, I see. Again, you can find these at the Chamber's events calendar. Just go to their website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, go to their events section, and there's signature events and other events. This one gives you the full calendar.
Yes.
Where do you want to go next? Are you going to February?
Well, let's go to February.
All right.
We have another off-the-clock event, and that one's going to be at Bee's Tap House here in Rapids.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
Gotta go. Well, seriously? I suppose. I mean, if it's there, gotta go.
Yeah, I'll show up. Sure.
And it does happen to be on my birthday, too.
Is so it does. Yeah, so you so have, to have to go now. I kind of have to go. To. we'll buy you a drink.
There
How about
go.
That?
Yeah.
So that's 4 to 6 on February 20th. And, you know, it's a networking event. There's going to be raffle prizes, food. And again, that's at Bee's Tap House.
Big fans of our friends over there at Bee's, doing great work. One of the things that I love about Bee's Tap House is it's a great place.
Yes.
And you go in there and you can get your regular, you know, whatever you normally order or whatever. But when I go there, I like trying something different. They got so many different things to try over there.
I feel like they're not recycling, but they're turning over different beers all the time.
So yes.
Where you could definitely try something new.
Especially when they first opened. I wouldn't say that I was there every week or anything, but I was
right.
there on a pretty regular basis. And they still were doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do a really good job over there with that. It's nice variety. It's also a wonderful atmosphere. Really nice atmosphere over there. I really appreciate, too, you know, keep in mind, they haven't been around that long. Mm-hmm. And the whole existence of Bee's Tap House, they've been doing events where they open up their doors for this nonprofit or they have this artist come in or something like that. It's a business. It's a bar that really does put back into their community.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is a good example of it, hosting things like this, the Off the Clock event. Again, I know we do this a lot, Katie, but we're constantly getting new listeners. For those that don't know what the Off the Clock event is, what can I expect if I go to Bee's on the 20th in February and want to experience this?
Yeah, so I think if you're coming to this event for the first time, definitely bring a pile of business cards, because seriously, you're going to meet somebody and you're going to make a connection and you guys are going to want to connect. But really, it's a fun event, so don't get too serious when you come to this. It's easy, and people are so nice there that, I mean, you don't need to be too serious when you come to these, for sure.
I think that so many events, we have them, and whether we realize it or not, the highlight is the networking.
Yes.
What I really enjoy about Off the Clock is that is the headline,
right.
The networking. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
The establishment that you're hosting it, that's certainly key and a great part of this. But I love the idea of having an event that's kind of the headline. That's kind of the heart of it is, hey, we all need an excuse or an ability to chance to run into people, or
yeah.
especially to run into new people. And then you throw on winter, where it is so difficult to run into people. You know, we talk about this with Lunch by the River. One of the best things about Lunch by the River, it supports local businesses. It helps these people get out there and maybe come to you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of I just go to Lunch by the River and all these businesses are already there where I may not be able to go to them
yeah.
on a case-by-case basis. Something like this is a little similar to that, where we're bringing all these different people from different walks of life and fields to one establishment, and you go there and you run into all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great event, so.
You never know.
You never know. How
a business may, you and your business and this other business may actually work really good together.
Oh, absolutely.
I hear this all the time where, I never would have thought these two, you know, we would work together, but here we are and we're pulling off this event or something.
Yeah.
I really speak to this whenever I have an opportunity, but it's usually with nonprofits in particular. But this area has gotten so much better and grown so much of working with each other.
Yeah.
It you know, we're my cause, my business, my nonprofit, yes, we're important and I'm trying to take care of our stuff, but not at the expense of hurting somebody else.
Right.
In fact, it's I'm going to do this and yeah, maybe I might lose a little bit here, but that other nonprofit's going to gain because of it and working together. And we're seeing more and more and more of this as we go forward. And it's not a coincidence that our area is surviving a little better than others after the, you know, certain last couple of years and everything because of these things, because of this camaraderie that exists.
Right.
This event at Bee's Tap House, again, February 20th from 4 to 6, appetizers, raffle prizes. Do you have to have a special card? Do you have to have a name tag to be able to get in? Is there anything like that? Because I'm seeing, nope, it's open to the public and free to attend.
Yep, so it is open to the public, free to attend. You will, when you walk in, we have like a little booth. You'll get assigned your name on a little name tag of who you are and where you work, and easy as that.
Again, if it's not an event that you necessarily need to register for.
Just show up.
But if you want to know more information, again, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Yep.
So keep on moving ahead here. We're going to March now?
I guess we'll go to March.
All right, let's take a look at March real quick.
All right, so our big one, we have our 75th annual meeting and awards banquet. That's happening on March 8th. That is from 5 to 8, and this is for our investors. It's to help recognize our chamber members and all the effort and stuff that they do for our community, and we want to recognize them and thank them for everything that they do. And if you're wanting to come to this event for dinner, you can register online. It should be a great event.
Yeah, this is one that the Chamber does every year to really put a highlight and attention to so many great locals.
Yes.
It's a fun event, too. And you know what? It's covered dinner for a night. Yeah, you got that covered for a night. That's pretty nice.
Yes.
There is something else that I think is noteworthy about this, too. You can go to the Chamber's website, again, WisconsinRabbitsChamber.com, and you can, there are nomination forms.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. So, mm-hmm. yes, you want to go on there and nominate. That goes until January 13th. So, if you know there's a great citizen or a business, excuse me, or a whatever it may be. I think the form's online, so check it out. That's due January 13th. We are looking for more sponsors. So if you're wanting to be a dinner sponsor for this, that goes till January 13th as well. And that's all online for the forms. Check it out. Yeah. We'd love your support.
I see here there's different categories. Citizen of the Year nomination form, Progress Award nomination form, table decoration sponsor raffle basket form that can be filled out. I don't see a DJ of the year. I don't see that on here, Katie.
Oh man, so that's gotta failed be, that one.
It, probably later, oh, right? It, just you're just waiting to get it on there.
It
I'm
is,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
so
coming. It's
that's
coming.
The after the event award.
So for those out there, Maloof is spelled Malouf.
Well, make sure to get your award made then as soon as possible.
It, you know, just to get my mom off my back. I mean, just to say, look, Mom, I did something.
Come
you know,
on, Mom.
That is a fun event. It is a really big one. We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
And, while it's going to be big and great, we want you to be a part of it. So as Katie mentioned, you guys are still looking for sponsors. Yeah. You're a business. You want to be a part of this. Should they reach out to you, Katie?
You can reach out to me, absolutely. But make sure you go to the website first and make sure, you know, if you have questions on something, you can always feel free to call me. But yeah.
So, Katie, one of the things I wanted to touch on, if we had a moment, was the importance of being a chamber member and what that benefit can be like for a business. And certainly, it's a little fresh in our heads around here, having Patrick on from High Gear Promotions.
Yeah.
Talking with him about it and everything. And just, it was so much of the on-air and off-air conversation with Patrick that made me want to really bring attention to this. Because I know that we're always looking for new businesses to be a part of things at the chamber. And I think we've touched on enough of a number of times of why it's such a benefit and everything. But if say I'm a business and I'm coming to you saying I'm thinking about being a chamber member, how does that conversation begin? How does that go?
Usually, I know Promise likes to have. Well, I should say Promise and I are kind of switching roles now, so I'm now helping with engagement. So she usually I know will sit down with that person and kind of go over. She has like a folder in her office that goes over everything that we do for that business. But I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for advertising and promotion with that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot.
It's so much too of the things, you know, talking with a number of different chamber interviews over the years. There's so much that you walk into the conversation thinking this and this and this are going to be helpful or whatever. Yeah. But then there's these things that organically happen or come up that I don't think people, you know unless you're actually doing it.
Right.
So it's really worth looking into. And I'm not going to say that everybody that walks in those doors is going to be a chamber member. But I would bet on a high percentage of that because there's honestly no negatives to this. It's nothing but positives to be a part of things. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is you guys are always open to ideas.
Always.
And I've heard from community members over the years, too, of, well, I think this would be really fun, or I wonder if our community could do this. Yeah. But most of those people don't tend to take the next step.
Right.
You know, to share that idea with, you know, people that can, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, do something with that idea. encourage you to reach out to the chamber.
Yeah, please call me. I'm always looking for ideas and what more I can do for our community. And I'm always looking for new, I shouldn't say I'm always looking for new events because we have some great events this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, always, I'm always looking for more.
The other thing too, and when you know you guys join us, we tend to talk events mostly, and maybe chamber members and that. But there are so many other things that the chamber offers that I don't think we get the chance to touch on very often. Especially if you go to their website, but you can walk into the offices and ask these questions or find out more as well. But you know there are job resources, there are job postings, employment opportunities. That's a great resource for that.
Right.
Looking, if you are new to the area, there is like one of the first websites, if not the first website I would offer to you is the WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. You're new to an area, you're wondering about education, you're wondering about housing, municipalities, voting, any of these things, information's all there for you.
It's all there.
You can find that out and more. Is there anything I'm missing here as far as what the chamber covers? I feel like there's so much that I don't want to miss anything, Katie.
There's so much. I mean, you pretty much nailed a lot of it.
I did want to mention as well, there is a public art request. City calls for artists to create public arts in coordination with the West Jackson Street Reconstruction Project. That was something to look into as well. Like things like that going on, you know?
Yeah.
There is just so much you can find out about with our chamber. Want to remind people of that.
Yes.
And speaking of reminding people of things, let's go over again real quickly our events coming up for February. We got some fun. We got some fun stuff at the end of January here. Coffee with the Chamber on January 25th. I wanted to mention that.
Yes, and that's again free to register. You can go online for that. That's in the morning, 7:30 to 8:30. That should be a good one.
Yeah, you can register again at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And then in February, February coming up. I'm not going to be able to forget this one because it's on the 20th.
So. I mean, so this one is. James's birthday party at off the clock.
I'm not a fan of that day, so it's actually making me like the day a little bit with this event. That's cool to hear. Off the clock at B's Tap House, 4 to 6 on February 20th. Going to be a good, fun event.
Yes.
And Katie, with any of this stuff that we are touching on and talking about, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, how can they reach you?
So I wrote my phone number down this time because I didn't want to forget. So you can call me at 715-422-4859.
Appreciate that. And please do me a favor. Say hi to the whole staff, everybody over there. Wish them a good new year for all of us. And looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
It'll be soon.
We'll talk with we got more great conversation coming up here in just a few on Morning Magazine at WFHR.